devotion to Our Lady of the Forsaken experienced a significant increase in the 18th century. This chapel was built later, but thanks to texts by the Valencian jurist and scholar Marcos Antonio Orellana, Valencia, 1731-1813, we know that the parish already had an altar whose main canvas was painted by Dinas Vidal, Valencia, 1670-Tortosa, 1721. The chapel's decoration was completed in the 18th century with a pair of canvases executed by the painter Antonio Villanueva, Lorca, 1714-Valencia, 1785. On the left, the miraculous image of Our Lady of the Forsaken is depicted. According to legend, three angels dressed as pilgrims offered to carve the image of Our Lady on the condition that they be given food and lodging. On the third day, the angels had disappeared from the site, leaving the food untouched and the sculpted Virgin finished. Villanueva sets the scene in the 18th century. In the background, a window overlooks the bell tower of Valencia Cathedral. He chose the moment when the angels were still working on the sculpture of the Virgin, in the presence of the host brother, seated in the foreground and dressed in black. The legend is completed with the miracle of the healing of his wife, who was paralyzed and blind. Opposite is the work entitled The Virgin of the Forsaken Protecting Shipwrecked Sailors. The Virgin of the Forsaken is also the protector of shipwrecked sailors, and, as we mentioned at the beginning of our visit, the Fishermen's Guild had its headquarters in this parish. The Virgin is depicted at the top, accompanied by several angels, while in the center is a galleon adrift in the midst of a great storm. Some of its crew have already fallen into the water and are asking Mary for help. At the top of this chapel, the vaulted scene depicting the coronation of the Virgin by the Holy Trinity, by Jose Vergara, completes the decoration. The pendentives of the dome depict the parents of the Virgin Mary, Saint Joachim and Saint Anne, her cousin Saint Elizabeth, and her husband and son, Saint Joseph with the child.